That was right. I was like, oh, bro, are you okay? Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Keith, Fat Nimmer, all the boys and girls down at Noral for their ongoing support. We really do appreciate it. Now we're going to kick the show off the same way we kick every show off. I don't introduce my guests because they can do a better job than that than myself. So on that note, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
All right. So my name is Mindy, and I am here representing PAWS, which is the Pets and Wellness Society, or PAWS for People.
Okay.
And I have kind of a role in PAWS as their vice president and secretary, but I'm also the only cat handler in PAWS currently.
Right. Now, that blew our mind. We tried to film this once. We did it once already, but the audio didn't work, so we're back again. I'm shocked even hearing it again that there's only one cat in PAWS. So for the people at home who may not understand what PAWS is, can you please just first off explain what the whole program is about, and then we can talk about how there's only one cat.
Yeah, absolutely. So PAWS is a pet therapy group, and we practice a kind of pet therapy called pet visitation. So it's not that they're therapy animals for us, but we certify our animals. We get a little training course, and then we go to venues that request our services for perhaps people who could benefit from being in contact with animals. You know, we go to a lot of schools. We go to the hospital. We go to Keanu during exams, the Rotary House, seniors, young people, adults. Anyone can benefit from being in contact with animals. There's mental health benefits and behavioral benefits.
Cool. Except for the Mac City Morning Show, apparently. No cats here.
Yeah. I thought we'd start fresh next time, for sure. There will be a cat.
Listen, I'm happy there's not a cat here.
That's another thing you have to explore.
Yeah, I'm going to have to, like...
That's why the cat needs to come.
Yeah.
Because then you'll have a good cat that he can have some experience with and learn to love them.
You're scared. You're going to see me be very distracted if there is a cat here, because I'm just... I'm on edge. It's not that I'm necessarily afraid. I'm just on edge when cats are around. So, like, my mental clarity will not be to be,
but
like...
But I feel like I see that a lot, because I think maybe people think cats are a little more mysterious. You don't know what they're thinking, so you can't really gauge what they're going to do.
Yeah, and they pounce.
But I think that there's... I see a lot of people who react that positively, because with a dog, they're like, oh, the dog's going to love me. But with a cat, you can say, hey... You know, lower your voice to a child, for example. You don't want to scare the cat. And a child will be like, oh, okay. And you're like, wow... That child might not have done that, except the cat is here. So now they're learning some behavioral regulation, for example.
That's deep insight.
Some positive reinforcement.
Oh, I like that.
Thank you.
So when you were explaining where your cats go, you just said students during exams. So students reach out to you, like college, high school students, or is it more like their parents are like, hey, can you?
So how it works is we usually work with venues. So... for example, Keanu College, we've gone through both student services and through the SAKC, the Students Association. And, you know, for example, the SAKC will say, you know, it's close to exams. We want to have one or two PAWS visits for this time. And so they'll reach out to us and say, you know, how many animals they want, what time they want, where it's going to be.
That's cool.
And then it goes out to PAWS, you know, hey, who can come, schedule this visit. And
right.
I think the last time I was there with Keanu, actually I was there two times recently. Once was with my cat, and then there was a dog in another location. And then once I was just supervising a practical visit for a new member.
Okay.
And so we had three dogs, and they were just like loving it and playing with each other, with a group of students.
Yeah, because you would assume like for students, especially in dorm situations, more often than not, like they're not bringing pets. They're not allowed to have their pets.
They might have left their own pets behind.
That's right. And so now like that would be a huge sense of comfort and maybe home to calm them down for their upcoming exams.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's really cool. Okay, let's jump into why there's only one cat.
So it is probably for a couple of reasons. We did have more cats, but I think just naturally through... you know, cats retiring, people moving. So when I started, I think there were about maybe three cats, but, you know, one of them was like 17. And so it's hard to ask an older cat to keep doing that. They've got to worry about their health. And well, I mean, you're not asking the cat, yeah. but the cat might, you know, have health concerns. And so it's just kind of happened where through kind of the natural attrition of like retirement and whatnot, we've had fewer cats. Now I think we do have about 45 teams and we're getting back into post-COVID kind of recruitment and building our membership again. But it is also something not a lot of people think about for their cats, even if their cat is more of an outgoing cat.
Right.
So that's
right.
kind of what we want to do too, is we want to have a bit of a push like, hey, did you know this is something that accepts cats and you can yeah. get your cat involved?
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully some people hear this and start to volunteer their cats or train them and bring them in. Cats are a big thing. I was just down in Calgary a few weeks ago, mm-hmm. and there's a cat cafe.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool. Even for a guy who's just like, yeah, I don't really mess with cats.
You've never been to the cat cafe?
This was my second time going to the cat cafe.
Oh, you went inside.
Yeah, I went inside because my kid literally loves cats. And my little sister makes these felt toys for cats, so mm-hmm. she sells them there. And so, like, she has, like, a Simpsons donut, and then it has, like, catnip or something that cats like in it. So
I didn't know Alicia sold her knits wear there.
Yeah, yeah, her felt wear. Heartfelt company, Alicia. Yeah, and she was, there's a cat expo in Calgary. I forget what it's called. But she goes down, and she has, like, a booth there every year, and she does videos and stuff.
Good for her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, anyways, I was in there, and the first thing that rings out when you walk into the cat cafe is, doesn't smell like cats. Like it's just a cafe where you can go mm-hmm. sit, have coffee, have tea, and then there's like this boarded up room where there's just like a bunch of cats and people playing with them, and mm-hmm. you pay money to go play with some cats and just look at them. So it's similar to your thing, but with theirs you have to physically go to a location mm-hmm. and you have to pay for it. So I think, like, I was thinking about you while I was there. I was like, what a great opportunity that, like, we have in Fort McMurray, that you don't have to pay for it mm-hmm. and that it could come to you in your environment where you're a little bit more comfortable.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And sometimes we even do public events. That reminds me, this Sunday we're at the Giants game. It's called Paws Pack the Park. So they do these different fundraisers and bring people in, but we're going to have about three or four dogs there too. Okay. So if you're walking in, if you're going to that game, because sometimes it is, you know, a private, if you're not a Keanu student, you might not know, you might not be able to
right.
go. But this is a more public event. If you're there, you can yeah. just go and pet some dogs.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So with yourself, how did you get involved with this organization?
I can't totally remember how I heard of them. I think a couple of things happened simultaneously, but I think I saw Paws for the first time because I came to Fort McMurray in 2016, and then I was, you know, always doing whatever was around in the community. So there was the farmer's market in that little area outside Peter Pond Mall. And I think that they had
Jubilee.
A stand there, and I was kind of like, that's really neat. You know, they had some dogs, and it kind of stayed in the back of my mind. And then that Christmas, we went and visited our in-laws, and we brought the cats because I was, like, nervous about leaving them. And I kind of made the connection, like, Panger, the cat that does Paws, it was like he was at home. Like, there were, you know, our nieces and nephews running around. There were new people. It was a new building, and he was like, play with me. I love this. I love all you people.
Right.
And even when we take him to the vet, he's more interested in, like, you know, can I make a friend? Can I explore? Than being afraid of what's going to happen or that he's in a new place. So I kind of eventually connected the two dots and emailed, you know, I probably Googled them, and I was like, found their email. Hey, I have a cat. Can I get involved? And
right.
you know, they hooked me up with their training course. They do a pre-screen
right.
to make sure that pet can tolerate a few new situations. Then you get into the course, and then you do a bunch of practical visits. So, and then they put out a call for getting more involved, and I was like, I could get more involved.
Yeah. So how many animals? Do you just have the one cat?
I have three right now, actually. And as a kid, we always had cats. Like, we weren't really a multi-pet household. We were a cat household. So one time we had two cats had kittens at the same time. So we had 14 cats in the house just because of all the kittens. And, of course, eventually, you know, we found them good homes.
Yeah, but still, there was a point in time where there was 14 cats.
I know. And that's always, like, my two truths and a lie. That's one of the things that I say that's true that people always think is a lie.
Oh, what a fun party trick. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, so you like hardcore cats, but it's like you were saying, you'll take dogs to these events, so you don't mind dogs either then?
No, I don't, but personally, I've never owned one. I think, not that you can only have dog people and cat people, but that's some right. people are dog people, some that's people right, are cat people. I do love dogs, but it's kind of like, I like that at the end of the day, they go home with someone else,
that's right?
Right? Because 100%. They are a bit more high energy, a bit more needy, a bit more you have to do stuff for them and with them, and my cats, you know, they're also a little independent, which I love. They'll cuddle me, but then they're like, hey, I'm doing my own thing. And I'm like, hey, me too, bye.
That's right. That's right. Tanner, you're just a pet person, like, overall?
I love all animals, yep. There's not a single animal on this planet that I don't like.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's some that I don't want to be near, like anything poisonous.
Right.
I don't want to be near that, but, like, if, like, non-poisonous snakes and spiders, like, I'll pick them up. I don't care. Any animal.
Oh, yeah. Spiders don't bother me.
No, snakes don't bother me. Bugs don't bother me. As long as they're not, like, invading my personal space, any animal is dope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Interesting.
And you're, like, the exact opposite, eh?
Oh, yeah. I'm not an animal person at all. But I do love, like, the look of animals, mm-hmm. like, from a very far, or, like, a picture of an animal. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of empathy for animals. Mm-hmm. Although, like, I don't want to be around or near. Like, it's heartbreaking for me when I hear, like, an animal isn't being taken care of well, or, like, you see some of these videos online, and I'm just like, ugh, horrible.
Yeah, I avoid all of those. Yeah.
I will definitely cry. Even a movie with a happy ending, if there's a dog or a cat going through something.
There's no such thing. There's
the end of Homeward Bound as a kid, I was just like.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a happy pet movie.
Have you seen, like, A Dog's Life?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, don't.
Probably would have avoided it.
No, it's like Marley and Me times four.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
It's one of those things. My kid loves cats in particular, mm-hmm. and animals in general. And he always wants to watch these, like, movies with animals. And I'm like, you don't want to, trust me. And he's like, just let me watch one. And one time he watched one, he came back. He's like, Dada, that was horrible. It's like, I'm telling you.
Like emotionally.
That's right. Like, yeah. That's right. The last, the one that we watched was a little low key. It was called Shiloh.
No, I've seen Shiloh. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Not good.
Not good.
Not good for kids.
It's a kid's movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a kid's movie. It's crazy. And like when I was a kid, one of the first pet movies that I watched was Old Yeller.
I was going to say.
And Bambi. You're just like, what's happening here?
Like, why is it designed to like emotionally traumatize me?
Bambi from the get-go. Just like, let's mm-hmm. start off on a horrible note for all these kids.
That's like a dog's life. A dog's life is just like every 15 minutes there's something that terrible that happens.
Is that the one where the dog like reincarnates? Right, so every life he's got something.
So you watch that.
Oh my lord.
Yeah, so you watch that dog die like six times in the movie.
Wow.
They were like, how can we emotionally abuse our audience?
Yeah.
Right? And you're like 15 minutes in, like you're thinking, all right, this is an animal movie, something happens at the end, and then you're like,
heartwarming.
Yeah, you're like 15 minutes in and you're just like, ah! Yeah, it's terrible.
There is one pet movie that ends up well, actually. It just came in my head. Pets, the cartoon.
Well, cartoons are more likely to be okay.
That's right.
There's a few, like Beethoven and...
Yeah,
I guess so.
Air Buds.
But those aren't the ones that are getting attention. They're like, oh, those are trash. It's got to be...
Excuse me, Air Buds are iconic. They are not trash movies.
No,
are fantastic.
Did they win
movies.
An Oscar?
I know what she's talking about,
but
though.
They won basketball championships, soccer championships, baseball championships. Those dogs are amazing.
Yeah.
They don't need an Oscar. They've won every major sports championship there is.
I've never seen an Air Bud, but that I know the premise. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
They've been to space.
That's hilarious. Yeah, I know what you're saying. I think I'm in agreement with you on this one. So we have a segment on the show called the Max City Minute. It's Tanner's segment. You know what it's about. He's going to ask you questions. I don't know what he's going to ask you. We're not going to do an awkward silence this time. We're just going to get right into it. So,
sounds good.
Tanner, hit her with the Max City Minute.
Alrighty, question number one. What is one way you find your cat helps benefit your life that would surprise people?
I think they have brought me out of my shell more, made me kind of a more, you know, outgoing, responsible person. Like, you have to advocate for your pets. You have to make sure that you're doing things for them. Recently, one of my cats just finished an eye drops regimen 3 times a day for 2 weeks.
Wow.
I did not miss a dose. And thankfully, I'm off for the summer because I work in education. But I was just, you know, if I don't give her those eye drops, no one does, right? Mm-hmm. So there's kind of an advocacy and responsibility aspect, a kind of an outgoing aspect. You don't want to make a phone call to the vet, or I wouldn't easily phone call someone, but, you know, I call the vet for my cat and I say, okay, we really need this. So I think it brings me a bit to being a better person.
Mm. Yeah. Selflessness.
Question number two. What is one thing you think cats and dogs share in common the most?
I think that, and not a lot of people realize this, but they all have personalities. They all want to be loved. And I think some people think, oh, cats are more aloof or they don't really care about you. But just like dogs, they do love their humans back and they want to, you know, play or have attention. Sometimes with cats, it's a bit more on their own terms, right? Like if one of my cats isn't like a lap cat, I don't force them to sit in my lap. But they'll come to me when they're ready and we can still, you know, have such a fulfilling relationship, whether it's a cat or a dog.
Mm-hmm. Question number three. If you could spend a day in the life of any animal, what would it be and what would you do?
I feel like I remember how I answered this last time. This is my only memory because I said I would be a sheepdog. And the reason for that is because I'm kind of an active person. I like to, like, get things done. I always have, like, a to-do list going. So I feel like if I was an animal, I would, you know, if maybe I had the choice to be that animal, I'd pick something that was like, you got stuff to do. You're going to, like, be productive and get it done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think that's it.
Question number four. What is one story you have in involving an animal that stands out to you the most?
I think, and I can't remember what story I told, so I'll just say a new one. But I think seeing the impact that even just cats specifically can have on other people and the willingness other people have to, you know, engage with animals. And so I would say one time we had a group of kids at one of the elementary schools and the kids were, you know, probably there because they had a bit of behavior issues. They were kind of getting a bit of therapy chosen by the counselor and they were totally willing to, you know, you told them, oh, hey, can't stomp around, you know, mm-hmm. and they would be like, oh, okay. And it was just like so interesting to me how transformative the presence of an animal or the possibility of young people who you think appreciate this. They totally were, and they were like, you know, we can tell that this is valuable, and we want, you know, there's a fluffy, cute little cat, and we want it to want to hang out with us.
Right, right.
So I thought that was really cool, just always seeing the transformations that people have.
There we go.
And your final question. What do you think is the most iconic movie or TV animal for you?
That is such a tough question because, like I said, I avoid... Oh, my gosh. Actually, no, I've got it.
Oh, yes.
But I told you I avoid movies and pets with animals or movies and shows with animals. And, you know, you might know there's a website called Does the Dog Die? And you can put in a movie.
Awesome.
And, you know, but if that's your... So you probably know the show Futurama.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fry's dog.
And you know how he has that moment where he's like, oh, it died at like 15 years old, so it did have a good life. I should not bring it back and not worry. And then at the very end, there's that scene where you see it didn't have a good, fulfilling life. It waited for him every single day for 15 years. And I probably saw that episode for the first time at like 13 years old, and I was just like, no. Like, that would destroy me.
It's the worst episode of that show. They literally
and that was a good show.
Oh, yeah. They literally have a cold opening with the title where they put the different words on it. One of them is literally not the episode where the dog dies.
Because that was,
the worst
like,
episode.
Heart-wrenching. Yeah. And you think, oh, I'm watching, you know, kind of a cartoon. It's entertainment that's supposed to be comedic. And they were like, destruction.
Anyways, those have been your five questions.
That's hilarious. Sorry. You know what my favorite part about those five questions were this time? I assure you that Tanner did not remember the questions that he asked you last time.
And I asked two of the same ones.
And you asked her three, and I don't know, because I don't remember the questions you asked, but you're like, either. Oh, I answered this last time. I'm like, wow, what are the odds? And I'm telling you, the odds are very poor that he asked the same question.
Maybe it was a really good question, right? Like, maybe. We got animals on the brain. We're talking about how they impact your lives.
That's right.
Man can only get so creative for so long.
Yeah, so. Oh, I remember that Futurama episode. Yeah, it didn't hit me the same way it hit you guys. I'm not going to lie.
Still emotional.
Yeah, some of us have more heart than others.
Yeah,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Apparently.
It is one of those things, though, like, with my little man, like, I... because of him, I've had to spend so much more time than I've ever wanted to around animals. Like, I remember when he was two, and my big thing with him is I don't want him to have any of my stupid fears. So from a young kid, if he wanted to do something, I was just like, okay, Dad's afraid of this, but like, I'm going to do it so you don't know I'm afraid of it.
Mm-hmm.
So when he was, I think, 2 years old, they had spiders and snakes and lizards down at Mac Island. Mm-hmm. And he's one of those kids who's like, yeah, let me do it. So like, who wants to come up and touch a snake? And he's like, bam. And like, okay, little guy, you come up with your dad. I'm just like, what about mom? And she's like, screw you. So I went up there and they're just like, hi. And they're like, okay, well, we need to put the snake around you. And I'm like, okay, be cool, Elliot, be cool. And he's around me and I'm just like smiling. And I'm like, hey, see, Keegan, there's nothing to be afraid of. And then they're just like, hey, would you like to have a tarantula? He's like, no. He's like, yeah. I'm like, oh no. And I had a tarantula crawling on me. And so,
but good for you though, because you know, facing your fears, it's not like,
yeah,
not to be unfair, but it's not like a legitimate fear in ways. It's like it's gonna like kill you or murder you or whatever.
That's right.
You know, to say, hey, I recognize for the good of someone else, I can push through this. That's really cool.
It is cool, but I should have been afraid, because then he would have been afraid of pets, and then I wouldn't have had to spend so many hours around them now.
What if he was like, my dad always pushed me down?
Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, Tanner, unfortunately, and I'm so glad you came back again, because you're tons of fun, so please come back again and again and again. With the cat
with
next
the cat.
Time.
Yes,
with the cat. But Tanner hit his watch literally like 3 minutes ago. My fault. So, but before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So the mic, the camera and lights are on you. Have fun.
Perfect. So I would say not just for Paws, but specifically for Cats and Paws, both to venues, people who are looking to book visits with Paws, please know that Cats are an option, and think, you know, when you're booking that venue visit, how can I make this open to cats as well? But for people with cats, think about, you know, is my cat comfortable in the carrier? Is it comfortable around other people? How does it react to traveling in new situations? And maybe look us up. Our website is pawsymm.ca. So think, you know, if my cat might be a candidate, it's a process. You don't have to go full on Paws from the start. You can see, is my cat appropriate? And we can go from there.
There we go. Awesome. Well, thank you for coming back again. Do appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll definitely have you back with your cat. For McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. It does mean the world to me. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you. Big shout to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor. Thank you for your ongoing support. I hope everybody is having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.